So far, only Democrat Greg Fisher has declared his candidacy for Metro Mayor. Fisher is a local businessman who voters may remember from his recent bid for Mitch McConnell's U.S. Senate seat. Fisher lost the Democratic primary to Bruce Lunsford, but says he's ready to re-enter politics. And one of his top issues is resolving some frustrations in the old county that have developed after merger.
Before merger, the urban core was looked at the center. It looked as the center of the county. You know, post-merger, we need to be taking a look at entire Jefferson County being the core of a greater region.
Fisher says many residents in the old county may feel as if they haven't yet benefited from the merger, and it will be up to the next mayor to fulfill the promises made 6 years ago.
The Abramson administration is certainly making progress in that area, did a lot of heavy lifting in terms of merging government. Now the next step is to continue that outreach so no matter where you go in the county, people feel like, in fact, they are receiving the benefits of a merged government.
How do we collectively make some of the promises of a merged government real for people all across Jefferson County in all of its corners, regardless of what your socioeconomic background may be, regardless of what neighborhood you live in?
Metro Council President David Tandy is seriously considering a run for mayor. His 4th district includes downtown and parts of several adjacent neighborhoods. Some insiders see him as the heir apparent to Abramson, though he may have difficulty keeping up financially with Fisher. Tandy says his decision will depend on solid political and financial support and the backing of his family, which 12 weeks ago grew by one when his wife Carolyn had a son.
We have a very busy household in the Tandy family, but nonetheless, we're a family that believes in public service, and Carolyn and I met in public service. So this is something that we're committed to, and we'll make a decision here accordingly.
Family matters could be a detriment to another possible candidate, 10th District Metro Councilman Jim King. King, a former council president, faced some criticism over his fundraising role in his daughter Katie's 2008 campaign for a district judgeship. King, however, has built up political capital as co-chair of the council's budget committee. He helped shape a lean budget that earned unprecedented bipartisan support. Calls to his office for comment on the mayor's race were not returned. Rounding out the rumored ballot is Tyler Allen, who co-founded the local transportation group 8664 that's proposing an alternative to the Ohio River Bridges project.
The values that are represented in the 8664 movement clearly would be instructive and informative.
But Allen says his involvement with the group doesn't make him a single-issue candidate, even though he says transportation is crucial to a successful city.
It would clearly play a role in whatever I did. The reclamation of the city and continuing on an effort to make it a vibrant, energetic place that's attractive to new people as well as pleasant for those who live here.
Joe Girth is the Courier-Journal's political writer. He says Tandy, King, and Allen are all strong candidates, but the race is still wide open for someone who isn't a well-known council member or businessman.
There is no female candidates at this point. And also, there are no candidates in the Democratic primary who come from outside the Waterson.
Girth says voters could embrace such an outsider.
If they are a legitimate candidate otherwise, they could make a pretty good push for getting some of those suburban votes. And they could pull it off.
Though the election is more than a year away, Girth says the next month will likely hold a flurry of expected and surprise announcements from both sides of the political aisle. On the Republican side, several politicians have been encouraged to enter the race. They include former Lieutenant Governor Steve Pence and State Senator Dan Syme. We'll have an in-depth report on the GOP's prospects soon on WFPL. There's also information on our website, WFPL.org. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.